Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. We head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline as we get to say hello to Eric Kane for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Eric, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. Jeremy Pruitt met with the media today on the SEC teleconference during his normal time slot. And, you know, with the game now postponed on Saturday, another open date, there were no player availabilities on Tuesday. No media availability with Jeremy Pruitt like normal on a Wednesday night at just about this time. And so, you know, this SEC teleconference appearance, that 10 minutes, and then later tonight on Vol Calls is really the only time we're going to hear from him this week outside of his Monday press conference. So a couple things he got into today on the SEC teleconference. First, about how his team found out about the Vanderbilt postponement and what the team has done since, and learning that there's no game on Saturday. Here's Jeremy Pruitt on that Vanderbilt postponement.
Well, we learned of this Monday afternoon during practice as we were practicing on Vanderbilt. So we just continued to work on Vanderbilt for that day and just started moving forward toward Florida over the last 2 days. Well, I think this is the third week out of 5 weeks that we've not played. You know, one thing about probably football, you want to create the right habits and get into a routine. Obviously, during this entire pandemic, there's not really been a whole lot of opportunity to do that. But it's the circumstances, and you know, we will adjust, and we have adjusted, and we've got a plan for the, you know, for the next 3 weeks, and we're going to work hard to execute that plan.
So that was Jeremy Pruitt on the news when he and the team found out about the Vanderbilt postponement. He said that they continued working Vanderbilt that day and then since have turned their sights towards Florida. And obviously the team was disappointed that it couldn't play this weekend, but understands the situation that everyone is in here in 2020. For the first time, since fall camp, it appears that there is a positive COVID-19 test within the Tennessee football program. Here's Jeremy Pruitt discussing that earlier today on the SEC teleconference.
No, from Tuesday testing, we've had one player test positive. We have some players in quarantine. I don't know the exact day that they get out, but there could possibly be some. Yes. Yeah, it's impacted probably most position groups. You know, when it might just be one group. Let's just say it was the O-line, you know. So if you had O-linemen that were out, then you're obviously got numbers down. So when you start who's going to play on the scout team, if you had wide receivers out, if you had quarterbacks out, running backs, whatever, you know. So if it gets overloaded at one particular position, it really affects the entire organization when it comes to preparation from a team standpoint.
Again, that was Jeremy Pruitt on the SEC teleconference, and a little confusing earlier, but here's kind of, you know, the timeline here. Every team, of course, tests three times for COVID-19 throughout the week per SEC protocols. One positive test returned from the Sunday round of testing for Tennessee. No positives returned from the Tuesday round of COVID-19 testing. So Jeremy Pruitt just said there that you've had one positive. There are some players that are now in quarantine due to contact tracing. And he went on to discuss how that's kind of affected practice a little bit and how the numbers are shifted a little bit in terms of preparation for scout team and getting looks for the ones and the twos. And it kind of has an effect on that. Again, very vague. We don't know how many's in contact tracing. We probably won't know how many are in contact tracing. But that was Jeremy Pruitt earlier today. And, again, this is the first time that Tennessee's dealt with a positive test and some contact tracing since fall camp when it was really a big issue. But, again, that was Jeremy Pruitt, some comments earlier today on the SEC teleconference. Again, there's going to be no Jeremy Pruitt press conference here at 6:30 like normal on a Wednesday, but he will meet virtually on Vol Calls again tonight, 8 o'clock, right here on the Sports Animal.
A source had told me earlier today that Jerry Guarantano did not practice today. Don't know why, so I don't want to jump into all the reasons why. Also, Tennessee is going to allow some of its players to go home for Thanksgiving, and those that stay, they're going to have a Thanksgiving meal for them. Eric, in regard to this, I asked Coach Pruitt about the run game efficiency, and he said that he thought that the run blocking has been pretty good all year with one exception, and that the offensive line staying together has helped with their performance this year. But I thought it was interesting. He thought they had done a nice job in every game except for one, run blocking.
Believe we've lost Eric momentarily. We hope to have him back on in mere moments.
Yeah, so so Eric, I don't know if you heard me. Did you hear me about the offensive line, what Pruitt had said?
I did not, Jimmy. Sorry about that. I lost you.
So he said that other than one game, he thought the run blocking had been pretty good this year, and some of that had to do with continuity up front with some of them. But I thought it was interesting that he felt like the offensive line has done a good job in run blocking with one exception.
Yeah, that one exception, obviously, if he believes it's one exception, it is definitely Georgia. Couldn't get any momentum on the ground, couldn't get any push up front. Struggled pass protecting, struggled run blocking, and all the more. But it has been better in run blocking. I mean, there's no debate in that. Tennessee's really struggled in pass protection, specifically the tackle positions. I don't think it's been exceptionally well in the run game this entire year. I thought it ran the ball decent against South Carolina. I thought it ran the ball well against Missouri. And, you know, after that, it's, you know, really up until Arkansas, in my opinion, where you got a pretty good effort on the run game before Auburn last week, when I thought Tennessee really dominated the line of scrimmage. And, you know, these guys are starting to play more and more together. You're starting to see more of that Morris, Smith, Kennedy, Mays, Wright five, and that's the five that the Tennessee coaching staff wanted going into the season. They're playing more and more ball together amongst those five. But I found it interesting on the offensive line, Jimmy. We know about the struggles of Wanya Morris in preseason camp when he was in quarantine two specific times and he missed all of camp. We knew others, you know, had missed a lot of time in camp, but Jeremy Pruitt said earlier today, Kayron Calvert, who came in and played a lot of right tackle against Auburn in that loss, he was in quarantine for, he said he believes, 28 straight days during fall camp due to contact tracing. And Kayron Calvert is a guy that, you know, coming into spring practice all the way back what seems like years ago, but earlier this year, was going to challenge for that spot at right tackle along with Darnell Wright. And he was kind of the forgotten man a little bit, but it sounds like he was in contact tracing as well. I did hear you, Jimmy, say, talking about a source and how Jared Garantano might not have been at practice today. Jeremy Pruitt was asked, will all the quarterbacks be available for the Florida game? And he said he expects all the quarterbacks to be available and ready to go for the Florida game. So, you know, the question was insinuating, is one of your quarterbacks in contact tracing? And it didn't seem like that from the response from Jeremy Pruitt earlier today.
Correct. Any other news or notes?
That'll do it here for today. But again, this UT football practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Meet the spring rush. Get your pool started now. From design to construction to maintenance, one call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com. John, Jimmy, appreciate you guys. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you Friday.
All right. You as well, Eric. Thank you very much. And that is a Tennessee football practice report as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.